Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And then he does stupid speed jokes, so I'm not saying that I'm consistent here. Here we go, speed jokes, sponsored by our friends at Team Hochberg. I got a joke from Bob Corley and Mitch Walsh and Bourbonnais and Terry in Cuba City, Wisconsin, and Stephen in Atlanta, and Dave Carr in Canada, and Emily Kahn, make that Han, and Kara Smith, and Jim Pinecoffer, author of Lilacs in the Rain, a true crime novel. Andy Joyce sent us a joke. Dean Jackson mugged Mary Beth in Shererville. And from Chicago, Sam Polensky, licensed professional engineer, writes, with regards to Orion Samuelson. He sent us a kind of agriculture joke. Terry Ehrenhart of Eureka, Pam Kadji of Chicago, Mike Bischoff in Chicago in the Mount Greenwood neighborhood, Jennifer Kasakia in St. Charles. Tim S. from Berwyn writes, here's a hilarious one, but perhaps inappropriate. So it absolutely needs to be run by your speed joke submission committee. John, I'm sort of expecting it will not receive clearance from Steve Alexander, Andy Mazur, Dave Ennett, your wife Brenda, Pete Zimmerman, and or Bob Kessler. But if it at least gets me just one additional entry into the pool of possible pint glass or coffee mugs with a caricature of John Williams and the Dizzy Dapple Dachshund Daisy, it will be worth the shame of a joke rejection. Thank you for the joke, Tim. His joke began, three old ladies are sitting on a park bench. I'm like, dude, we are not. We are not telling that joke. Margaret was no fun. She studied all day. Her hipster friends once invited her to go down a manhole. She said no because, you know, you can't put a square peg in a round hole. Ouch, I cooked dinner last night and said, sorry guys, but I only know how to cook two things, meatloaf and apple pie. And my wife goes, which one is this? After watching how some of you are wearing your masks, I now understand why some forms of contraception don't work. It was my friend's birthday, so I got him an elephant for his room. He said, thanks. I said, don't mention it. Right? I love the first snowfall of the season. I just wish it wasn't this season. People tell me I'm condescending. That means I talk down to them. These Rorschach tests are so stupid. They're just pictures of my parents fighting. There's a lot of debate among historians as to whether Shakespeare died of tuberculosis.
TB or not TB?
That's the question. What do you call an octopus twins? What do you call octopus twins? That's identical. Why did the octopus blush? Because it saw the ocean's bottom. What has eight arms and tells time? A cloctopus. I could go on, but I won't. You know, if the Cubs lose today's game, Andy, they won't be allowed to sell beer for the rest of the season.
Why is that?
That's because they would have lost the opener.